The code for this podcast is SSBT040. This podcast is from a series titled How to Measure Your Spirit. The section is about your spiritual survival needs, and the segment covered is prayer. This is discussion number 40 of 42, and covers the scripture reference of Philemon, chapter 1, verses 6. Please note that the first 3 or so minutes of this podcast are a reminder of how this all works. Skip past this only if Holy Spirit leads you to. Enjoy Jesus Christ.
Well, welcome. We are covering a series of scriptures from the Bible, and this is covering how to measure your spirit, your emotions, and your earth suit. There are many scriptures that you will be able to go through. You can either do that in groups, just looking at the scriptures and speaking to the Holy Spirit. Or if you would like, you're welcome to listen to the podcasts. And those are also available. If you feel like you would like to support this work, please will you just ask Holy Spirit who it is around you that needs to be blessed. I have discovered that the Lord will provide for me. So bless other people. Bless and encourage and help and strengthen other people. So if you're following along with us in the handbook, you can download that from multidimensionalthinkers.com/a-life-is-worth-living. You'll see the handbook towards the top. There's also an Excel calculator there, so you could also use that if you wanted to. You'll be able to go to the different podcasts from there. They're on different pages. You just need to look a little further down the web page. You will see the links to those things, how to measure your spirit, how to measure your emotions, how to measure your earth. Remember that as you listen, make the keywords in the second column, and the scoring needs to be done based on your conversation with Holy Spirit, where He says to you, yeah, you've got some work to do on this one, or no, you're fine. If you're fine, then it's a zero. If you're not fine, then you mark it as a minus. And that is you giving the Holy Spirit permission to make changes in your life as far as those things are concerned.
And you can't measure it against anyone else, because everybody's on a specific journey with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's got his own agenda about how he is raising each and every one of us. So you can never compare, which means that you can also never judge the other person. But you can, and you should be loving each other along that journey. And that'll give you an indication of how strong you are. Nothing to boast about, because even if you get one that you're not great at the moment, it just means that God's growing you, right? It's good to have things that you have to fix and grow into and things like that, so that's not a bad thing. And again, you can never compare with anyone else.
Please remember that everything on the site and all of these messages are free. So don't charge for them, please, if you're forwarding them on. Almighty Father, we just pray that you open our eyes, please, and teach us what it is that you want us to know. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning. This morning we are reading from Philemon 1 verse 6. This is just a very short one pager, and it's all about Paul sending a letter to Philemon regarding a slave that he used to have that ran away. And what Paul is saying is, look, he's become a brother. So whatever he did in the past, you need to let go of that. And yes, he was a slave to you. He's been helping me, but he's now a brother. So don't treat him like a slave anymore. And just that message is really important to understand, because God doesn't treat us like slaves. He's saved us and he's adopted us as children. And so this is an interesting message from that perspective. But there's one particular verse. There's only one chapter, so Philemon chapter 1, verse 6. And this verse tells so much about your prayers and who you are when you pray. Because if you get this right, your prayers will produce such beautiful fruit in your life and in the lives of others and the lives of those that you pray for. But if you don't get this right, then your prayers will, well, they probably won't be delivering much good anyway. And the Lord's not going to listen to prayers that are not in the, don't want to use the word attitude, but not in the design, if you want to put it that way, of what this is. So I'm going to unpack it backwards, right? So, you in Christ Jesus. So, first of all, whatever this is about prayer, you need to understand that you are in Christ Jesus. So when you say in the name of Jesus, you're not saying it from a perspective of I am outside of Jesus and I'm using the name of Jesus. No, that's not what you're doing. You're saying in the name of Jesus because I am on the inside of Jesus. So therefore, I have the right to say in the name of Jesus because I live inside Jesus. So when you ask Jesus to come into your heart, it's not like he's coming as an addition to your heart. When he comes into your heart, he envelops you. You step into him. He's much bigger than you are. So you step into him. So when you invite him into your heart, it's not just like an object that you put on the mantelpiece somewhere in your heart and say, oh yes, I have Jesus. When you say, I'm inviting you, Jesus, into my heart, because he's so pure, he just shines out the darkness. Now, you've got a lot of doors in your heart, right? So you can close off certain things and say, oh, no, Jesus, you're not allowed to go in there. Don't look here. I'm going to go off and sin now. So, Jesus, just forget that I'm here. You know, yeah, rather that you stay at home while I go off and do this at that place. That's not asking Jesus into your heart. When you ask Jesus into your heart, you ask him completely into your heart. And when you ask him into your heart like that, you become one with him. But when you're one with him, you're on the inside of him. So if I was to say to you, which suburb do you live in? You'd say, well, I live in suburb ABC. Well, you can say in your postal address, send it to this address, and by the way, the suburb is ABC because I'm on the inside of that suburb. In when you say that you are in Jesus, you're inside Jesus. From that perspective, you still exist as an individual spirit if you've given your heart to the Lord, or just if you haven't, then you're still not alive, right? So it's a good idea that you give your heart to Jesus. But then you exist within him. So you in Jesus Christ. Now, if you go a bit further back, it says, which is in you in Jesus Christ. So now we go, yes, you are in Jesus Christ, but then there's something that's inside you while you are inside Jesus Christ. So it's an interesting relationship. You become one with Jesus Christ, and then there are things that become one with you because you are inside Jesus Christ. Now, I wonder what those things are. So you go back a bit further. Every good thing which is in you in Jesus Christ. So when you give your heart to the Lord, there are so many good things that are inside you because you came inside Jesus Christ. It's a bit like you, oh Lord Jesus, give me a good picture. Okay. So your house is inside a suburb. You're inside that suburb. That suburb has a, I would almost say a personality, right? It has a certain culture or whatever. And based on where you stay, there is a type of culture around what kind of furniture you would have in your house. There's a type of expectation of what sort of things you would have there. And so you have this situation whereby, because of the suburb that you're in, you are likely to have certain things in your house. Now, it is a similar concept, because when you as the Spirit are inside Jesus Christ, you will have certain character traits that belong to people who, when they come inside Jesus Christ, they have those character traits. Now, character cannot be changed. Personality you can change, but character you cannot change. But Jesus Christ can change character. Jesus Christ can change character. And it's important to remember that, because actually, when you give your heart to Jesus and you step inside Jesus and you become one with him, you get a new character. The problem is your body and your mind are so used to the old character that they keep trying to make you be what you were. They want you to go to the same places. Your body still wants, your mind still wants you to go back to the old things. It's got lots of memories, etc. And you have to keep telling your mind, no, I'm not that person anymore. I'm not that person anymore. And there's so many good things that come with being in Jesus Christ. Well, let's go back a little bit further. The acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Here's the important part. You can't acknowledge things that you don't know. So you need to start reading the Bible and finding out what you've changed into. Because the reality is you have changed. So if you start reading the Bible and you find, oh my goodness, you see this? I have boldness. I have boldness in the Lord. Well, gee, I didn't know that I had that. Now you can say, well, that's a new part of my character. I am forgiven. Oh, wow, that's great. Yeah, but that means I also need to forgive others, right? Well, that's a character trait now. Now I can forgive others because I've just discovered that the new creature that I am forgives others. So my old mind and my old body and my old ways and my friends and all the rest of it, they say, no, you must never forgive them. They'll say to you, it's impossible to forgive and forget. But your new character can do that. So it's a decision. Who am I? What am I? I've changed, but what have I become now? But that's acknowledging it. So yes, you've got these very good things which is in you in Christ Jesus. But it says you need to acknowledge them. So you need to tell people, right? Now you go back a little bit further. It says, let's start with the beginning. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual. In other words, you cannot communicate your faith. You cannot communicate your faith effectively if you are not acknowledging the good things which are in you in Christ Jesus. So, here we've got a situation whereby the communication of your faith. What is communication of your faith? It's prayer. Your prayer needs to involve acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. If you do not come to the Lord thinking to yourself that you have changed and you are now something new and you have great and beautiful things in you, you're not going to pray right, because you're not going to pray according to who you really are. You're going to pray according to what you used to be. And you need to remember that you've changed. Let's read that again. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual. So it'll work. By the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Well, there you go. So that is Philemon 1 verse 6. That's the second last of the verses. It's verse 40 in the subject of prayer. So I pray that you are blessed through that and that you always remember that being in Christ Jesus, you have so many good things in you and that your character has changed. Now you just got to tell your mind and your body to shut up and just get in the backseat because you are not what you used to be. And now that you've changed, it's a really great idea to go and find out all the character traits of Jesus because you're inside him. His character traits are now yours. And you need to accept them and walk in them and live by them. Because that's who you are. You've changed. And when you do that, and you recognize that you changed, and recognize that you're no longer what you used to be, now you can understand, well, that means that when I pray, things will change. Because it's not me, the old person, trying to think that I can pray and change things. It's me, the new creature, who is different, who has the capability to pray and change things. That's who I really am. So I pray that you have a beautiful, beautiful day, and God bless you.